Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now.
Number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now right here on Fan Run Radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM, online at fanrunradio.com and your free Fan Run Radio app. It is time for the Sit Rep presented by Inward Half Golf. Up first, baseballs get the sweep 3-0 against LSU this weekend. Great performance on Friday. Billy Amick homers in his first at-bat. First pitch back just absolutely sends it to ensure a win on Friday. Up next, the Masters. Scottie Scheffler. Probably the best golfer in the world right now.
No doubt.
Making it happen. Wife could have gone into labor. He might have had to have left the tournament.
Mm-hmm. He was adamant he was going to do that.
And he was bound and determined to win the Masters. Proved after the tournament, too, he's a real family man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real man of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Can't help but to like the guy. That's the takeaway I had from that. You cannot help but to like that guy.
Agreed.
How could you not?
Yeah.
How could you not like the guy? Absolutely fantastic. What else happened this weekend? Anything else of importance?
Some NBA drama.
Nah.
Got some playoff seeding.
Nah.
Oh, brother, it's going to be so exciting. You have no idea, Jake. Your Heat, man. They're playing the Sixers for that 7 seed.
That they are. Of course, Tennessee had some visits this weekend from guys in the portal, and of which we have no commits yet, but it's looking like former Tennessee guard Freddie DeLeon is headed up 75 and across, what, 64?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was just reading. Predicted to maybe head to Louisville.
Why? Why in the world?
Help with the turnaround up there.
Who cares about the turnaround, man?
He's looking for money and playing time.
He had money here.
He didn't have the playing time.
But he had money.
I don't sit another year.
Money gets you further in life than playing time.
I don't know if you're a guard. You want to come here. That's 2 years in a row. We've had guards just sitting on the bench. You know, we had BJ, and then we had DeLeon.
BJ?
Why is Boswell coming? He's got to be looking at this like, what the heck am I doing coming here?
I mean, you got to think, though. You know Zakai is leaving after next year. So you know if you have to sit for 1 year, you're at least going to get a shot after that. But add the of the 890 people that have entered the transfer portal, only 9.44% have committed to another school, mm-hmm. and 0.34% have withdrawn. So you have essentially 800 guys that are still in the portal that have yet to find another home.
Yeah, I don't know how we had two pretty big recruits in this weekend, you know, and mm-hmm. I just don't know how, or portal guys, I don't know how you balance who you're giving more love to, you know, like.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, I don't know. You feel good that they're both here, and so you had a shot at them. They know there's room on the roster to start immediately. So, I mean, I feel better about Dubar than I do Cade Tyson, you know, and supposedly get a visitor tomorrow, I think. Milicic, I think is his name.
No relation to Darko.
Did you find that out? I was curious about that.
I tried to find it, and I don't think there's any relation whatsoever. That's just a rare last name that you see.
Yeah, and it's Junior, right? Milicic Junior? Did I see that? Maybe I'm wrong. But it's Darko's kid.
So what if it's Darko's kid? Hey, Darko's got a ring.
Are you starting to worry about the basketball roster at all? Like,
no, because I've got enough confidence in Rick Barnes to – be able to assemble a roster.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing you can say is that Rick Barnes is going to assemble a roster.
Clearly there's a ton of names out there still.
Oh, yeah. 800 of them.
Jeez, that's crazy.
800 of them are out there.
Yeah.
That is your Sit Rep brought to you by Inward Half Golf. Check them out online at inwardhalf.com. Enjoy the walk in. Guys, who all watched the Masters this weekend? I know I did. Brad, I know you did.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Jack, I tuned in a little bit, yeah.
Not as boring as you thought, right?
Oh yeah, it's always fun. It was a little. It wasn't close really at the end, which is when it really is good. But yeah, just a dominant performance by second Masters ever, right, for him?
Yeah, second in 3 years.
Dang, good for him.
Yeah.
So let me ask y'all this: how much do you think Scottie Scheffler took home from the Masters this weekend?
I saw it. I saw the number. It was the highest ever, I think.
Oh geez. Shoot. Let's go. $10 million. I don't know.
3.6.
Okay. Dang. Yeah.
Yeah. The entire purse was $20 million.
Dang.
But yeah, I was talking with somebody over the weekend, and he made a great point. You know, Tiger Woods, by the way, only took home $44,000.
I think he'll be okay.
I think he'll be fine. But take a look at some of these guys that play on, like, the Korn Ferry Tour, mm-hmm. for example. And I'm relating this to NASCAR because there are a lot of cases in sports like this in which you might win $100,000, but you might lose $6,000 at the end of the day because you put in 106.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the case with the Korn Ferry Tour. You got a lot of guys that are in there, and they're paying all this money to go. Yeah, they're winning some of it back, but they're not winning all of it back.
Yeah.
Same goes for the NASCAR Truck Series and, in some cases, the Xfinity Series. It's like you're sending guys out there to play. You're entering to play. You're paying the fees. You're doing what you're supposed to do, but you're losing money at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those, especially NASCAR, they're going to these tracks just hoping they make the field.
Yeah.
Because they're spending money on their car, and then if they don't make the field, they're on to next week. I mean, it's just – it'd be tough living like that.
I mean, the Hubs fell off of one car a few years ago, and they're like – they looked at the track – or not the track owner, but the team owner, and they said, how long have you used these?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. We've used them the entire year. Well, they were 20 races in, and they looked at him, and they were like – you do know you're supposed to change these like every 3 or 4 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I would if I had the money to do it. I just don't have the money to do it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, obviously now you got these guys on the PGA Tour that were like lesser names. They jumped ship and went to Live because they were guaranteed money. You know,
yeah.
Like they got a contract and you know, they went and bounced and get paid even if they finish last. Doesn't matter how bad they are, you know, so – there's no cut with them, but yeah, the golf yesterday was it was interesting for a little bit, almost through nine holes is kind of when it ended. You know, Morikawa was in the last group with Scheffler and just fell apart.
Yeah.
You had a four-way tie at one point, and then Auberg and I think Homa struggled down the stretch.
They did.
A couple double bogeys. I mean, it was just a tough course. It was as hard as it's ever played, you know. Not including the weather, but, you know, still, you know.
Were you watching on Friday when the sand was flying around everywhere?
Yeah. You had Rahm complaining that they shouldn't even been playing because the conditions were so poor.
I mean, if you're on the green and you can't putt because you're getting blasted in the face or the side of the face with sand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an issue.
Yeah.
But it's not like anybody at Augusta National could help that.
Right.
Like, that's kind of where it's like that gray area. It's like, well, I can see it both ways. It's like you don't want to play. But Augusta National can't do anything about it.
Right, yeah. I mean, you can't stop the wind. You know, you can't put a dome over the course real quick, like a retractable roof,
right,
and then play. I mean.
No, that'll never happen. By the way, Marcus, your guy Siwoo Kim finished at +5, tied for 30th.
Yeah, I already know that I failed in my bet.
Siwoo Kim won $124,200.
I wish he could share some of that with me.
Jack, do you have our picks from last week for the Masters?
Ooh. We made a lot of picks. I don't know if I wrote all those down.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I definitely did not.
You lose your laptop privileges.
You also had, you know, obviously Tiger make the cut, and then he decided he just
was, gonna go
was just happy with that.
What did he shoot?
82 on Saturday.
Yeah, that was his worst round ever.
Yeah, and then what did he shoot yesterday? Gosh, probably at least 5 over, 6 over or so. So got better on Sunday, but, I mean, obviously he just happened to make the cut. And, I mean, going into Saturday, you know, me and my brother are watching it together.
He's only at +1.
He was only 6-7 shots off the lead, and I'm like, man, maybe he's got a round in him here.
Yeah.
Go have some magic, and boy, were we wrong.
Then the Masters got him.
His just golf swing got him, the, you know, the rust and – it doesn't matter how much he's chipped and putted around his yard. You know, it's just different getting out there walking that course. And, he basically finished last on the weekend of the guys that made the cut. So, but it's always fun to have him out there. Tiger's my favorite to ever do it, and to see him out there, period, is just amazing.
It was weird seeing him out there not in Nike gear.
That was interesting. Wasn't as bad as Jason Day, but.
Jason Day.
Hey, did you know Augusta asked him to take that sweater off?
I would have too. It was ugly. Jack, add it to the list. Jason Day's Masters sweater 2024.
He looked worse than anything NASCAR.
Dude, he looked like a pack of Marlboros.
I wonder what they didn't like about it.
Because he looked like a pack of cigarettes.
You think that's what it was?
Probably. It was disgusting.
They did him a favor, right?
Yes.
But he still had those ridiculous pants on.
I mean, John Daly wore ridiculous pants, but still. Jack, please read off the list of ugly faces.
Let's see here. We got.
Has it even changed?
Yeah, we just added a shirt to the list.
That was a new one.
But that's not a face.
Well, Jason Day
just ugly things?
Well, Jason Day just put himself on the thing.
Okay.
Let's see. We got Jonas Adu. We got Mark Pope. We got Spencer Rattler. We got that one Texas player that we'll never know the name
Weaver,
of.
Weaver. I still think it's Weaver. Weaver.
Yeah, that's right. Golly. Okay. Put that down. We got Billy Napier, Zach Eady, Derek White, which I don't know if I agree with that one.
He's ugly.
And he's got a terrible hairline.
Well, now he's just bald.
Yeah.
It's worse.
And Jason Day, Masters 2024 shirt.
There it is. That is the list of ugly people and things. The list will be... What do you think? We revise the list every day? Nothing gets taken away, but stuff
no,
can be added?
No, that is too many days. No. Maybe if you want to do it once a week, sure, every Monday, every Friday, whatever, but every day? It's not that many ugly people in the world.
Jack, you have one task. Add Marcus to the list.
When's Boban making it? Did you see what he did last night?
Boban's cool. He's exempt.
He missed two free throws on purpose to give the LA Clippers fans free Chick-fil-A. Isn't that a nice guy?
That's
he looked up,
guy.
He said, I got you. And he just bricked it on purpose.
He's in a John
incredible.
Wick movie. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him.
He lost a jump ball.
He did
I'm
a
sure.
six-foot dude yeah. twice. He was just putting on a show. He's like, the Rockets were done. Their season's over.
Boban's out there just having fun right now.
Yes.
And I don't hate it.
What's he in, State Farm commercials? He's doing it all, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love Boban.
He's made his name in the league.
Jack, add Marcus to the list. He earned it. He earned it, didn't you, Marcus?
Your list makes no sense, but yeah, sure.
You make no sense.
Cool.
So there you have it. There's the list of ugly people.
Did you have any more thoughts on the Kentucky stuff from yesterday? Were you surprised to see that many people show up? I mean,
do you know what it reminded me of?
Yeah.
Billy G. Yes.
Gillespie?
Billy Gillespie.
Did they do that for him? I don't remember that one.
Dude, there were people. Because
he came from A&M, right?
I don't know where he came from.
I think it was A&M.
But I can remember back when he got hired.
Was he the coach after? Who was he after?
Tubby.
Okay.
Yeah, he was after Tubby Smith.
Did Tubby get fired, by the way?
Yes.
He got fired? Okay.
He got fired.
All right.
But Billy G comes in.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle had actually went up to the Kentucky State Championship, which is held at Rupp.
Mm-hmm.
And they introduced Billy G at the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady sitting next to him looks over and says, it's such an honor. Isn't it such an honor to see Billy G out here? And he just looked at her with a stern face. No, it's not.
Oh, man.
But I don't know what to make of this hire. And people can say that it wasn't a panic hire, but it obviously was. Because he wasn't at the top of their list. We all know that.
He was near it. He must have been near it, unless we just don't ever hear about anybody else they reached out to.
Well, I mean, you got to think. They reached out to Nate Oates.
Well, supposedly.
Bruce Pearl.
Did they?
Scott Drew.
Yeah, we knew that one.
Hurley.
Yeah, we knew that one.
Billy Donovan.
Knew that one.
Jay Wright.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's seventh on their list.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows if they reached out to anybody else? Because I would have been making some more phone calls.
Yeah.
Before I got to Mark Pope.
Yeah. I
mean, they might have even been better off hiring Mikey White than Mark Pope. Because at least Mikey White knows what it's like to coach in the SEC. Which then would be brother versus brother. With Danny White, his brother, being the athletic director at Tennessee if he were to go to Kentucky, which it still is. He's at Georgia.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's what people were saying. You know, this guy could have been called any day. You know, he would have said yes. I mean, he even said, I would have said yes before he even finished the question. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's what the main takeaway was. You know, there were so many people that they could have called or contacted or whatever you want to say, and they finished with him. But, I mean, I was surprised to see it out like that. I mean, they turned away, what, 5,000 people outside just to get in. So, I don't know. I wonder how many people didn't want him. Were, I mean, like, crying in their milk, you know.
I mean, here's the thing. I would have been more.
Did they close the coal mines yesterday? I mean, why were there so many people there?
Who knows, buddy. I mean, even if they were to hire somebody like Jamal Mashburn, I don't think that would have been as bad. Like, you could have went out and got Jamal Mashburn, and it would have been fine.
I mean, did you think it was cool at all that they brought back the whole, like, 96 team off the bus and the trophy? You didn't like any of it?
No. It's cringe. Everything those people do is cringe. They're ugly.
So you're not worried about Pope being up there and being their coach?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not worried at all. It was a joke hire. An atrocious hire. It's going to be so fun.
And they're putting all their eggs in this Reed Shepherd basket. Like, he's going to be, like, going to save them, you know.
Is he even coming back?
That's the thing.
No way. No way.
You don't pass up on that kind of money.
I mean, what's he going to make?
He's going to be a top 15 pick.
Yeah. Probably top five.
He very well could be.
They're going to give him time to, you know, build up and actually be an NBA player. Because
he hasn't said he's leaving yet.
19, 20.
Everybody else is dropping like flies. Two dropped this morning since we've been on the air.
Well, I mean,
Flan isn't coming, and then DJ Wagner just hit the portal.
Yeah.
So they're dropping like flies.
I mean, think about this. You know, obviously Reed Shepherd knows what it means to play at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up loving that place.
Yeah.
He played just across the Tennessee state line up in North Laurel High School.
Right. His dad was there. His mom went there, right?
Yeah, both of them went there. Both of them played there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that family is Kentucky through and through.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, you have to think about what kind of money you're going to make in the NBA. It's life-changing money. Especially if you sign a contract at that high of a draft pick, you're guaranteed 2 years with a team option for your final two of your first
contract. But he's going to go to, like, Detroit. He's not going to be loved in Detroit. He's not going to see anything. If he stays, he's going to just skyrocket NFI and NIL and – off whatever, you know. Like, it's going to be crazy the amount of money that kid can pull in next year if he stays. And Pope's system is running and gunning, shooting threes, sharing the ball. They were led the country in three-point attempts and makes last year. So it's definitely going to be his style. It's going to be like, hey, you're the focal point of the offense. Go and do your thing, you know, that sort of thing.
The latest mock draft has Reed Shepherd going 11th to the Chicago Bulls.
11th. Mm-hmm. I've seen, like, some top fives. The Bulls would ruin him for sure.
It'll be their new Kurt Heinrich. Yeah. Play with Caruso.
True. Yeah.
Maybe DeRozan will stay and play with him.
They actually have Matt Buzelis from the G League Ignite going to the Pistons.
Matt, like, three? Is that three?
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Where's Connect currently on there?
They got him at 7th going to the Grizzlies.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That would break my heart.
I think if you want to see him anywhere, it'd be Memphis, if not at Miami, right?
I mean, you got to think, man, you know, is he really a good fit for the Grizzlies?
They need some shooting out there.
Some shooting, so I don't know, like, if you put him at the three or you move Desmond Bane over to the three and
plug connected
at the two, I don't know.
I mean, I also see, but, I mean, there's so many guys at Miami that do what he does with your heroes, your Duncan Robinsons. Is there room for him? I mean, do you ship some of those guys out and make room for Connect in that situation? But I could easily see, you know, obviously playing-wise, but, you know, like a Grayson Allen. Like, if he went to the right spot. Like, Grayson Allen just got himself a new deal today. Like, because he plays a role for Phoenix, knockdown shooter. You know, you could also see Connect in one of those type situations, a playoff team. But it doesn't look like he's going to go to a playoff team right now.
No. They have Zach Edey projected at 12th to the Thunder.
I'm interested in watching him. I really am. I mean, I know we don't him. I know we don't like him, but
I just don't see how that game translates, dude. Not in today's NBA.
I mean, Boban's still making a life for himself in the league.
What's Boban, though? Boban's funny.
I mean, would you rather have the guy at Connecticut that's projected to go fourth, Klingon or Edey?
Klingon.
Edey just dropped 40 on his head.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, somebody's got to give that guy a chance, right?
Somebody's going to give him a chance. I wouldn't give him a chance. Because I don't want that in my locker room.
But I mean,
I'm just saying, I don't want that in my locker room.
So you don't think he could do you remember Steven Adams?
Yeah.
Just a defensive.
Remember, he's still playing.
Just a defensive and rebounding guy. You don't even think Edey can go and be that.
He probably could.
And that's what the Thunder need. They need a big. They're going to get killed in the playoffs because they don't have a big. They're all undersized. They're going to be one and done possibly in the playoffs, no matter who they see out of that playing game.
Because
I don't think they can beat the Warriors.
You don't think they can beat the Warriors?
No, I don't. The
Kings are tough.
Yeah.
Kings are tough.
Sabonis? Man, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, he's going to get a shot, and we'll see what he does. I could be completely wrong on that.
Absolutely. WNBA draft coming up tonight.
Woo.
I don't want to touch on that too much because, quite frankly, I do not care. Does anybody care about the WNBA draft tonight?
Well, we know the one pick is Caitlin Clark going pretty much home. You know, I mean, she's not going far from where she played.
Right.
Rekia's in it, right?
Rekia's, I think, projecting second or third.
That'll be fun to see.
So, but, yeah, I mean, I don't – other than that, I mean, don't really care.
Do you know they have 3 rounds in the WNBA draft?
Really?
Yes.
3 rounds? Only have 2 in the – how many teams are even in the WNBA?
12.
There's only 12 teams that need 3 rounds?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, Rekia Jackson projected 3rd overall to the Chicago Sky.
There you go.
Wouldn't be a bad spot. Wouldn't be a bad spot at all. Stay with us. When we return, the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio is coming up next. Stay with us. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
Ever been the coach run radio? Mark the Tape with Marcus Young.
The G.I. Jake Show. It is time for the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio, Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. Marcus.
Got a new addition to the list of suspects.
What?
Apparently the drive was on remote Friday, which meant Bear was not in this room on Friday.
Tucker Harlan.
Tucker Harlan must be added to the suspects list.
Da-da-da-dum.
Sorry, I didn't have your mic on. What'd you say there?
Tisk, tisk.
Ah, okay, there you go. So I got 4 suspects.
Okay.
And all of you will be treated equally, even if I know some of you better than others. Sam. Just because you're here in the mornings doesn't mean you're innocent. So we're going to figure this out.
Okay.
What are you going to do when you find out?
Have strong words.
Mm.
Strong words. And then I'm going to make them fix the chair.
All right.
Okay.
I don't like being this tall. I feel like it's not.
I don't feel like you're any taller than you normally are over there.
I always shorten the chair.
But I feel
I'm
like
having to look down at the mic instead of looking.
Can't you move the mic up?
Yeah, but then it goes backwards. And then I have to lean further.
It's just a bad day for you, Marcus, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of bad reasons for days to be like today. But yeah, sure, okay. We can say that. One of those being that we're talking about South Carolina football.
Ugh.
That is rough.
Them people are ugly.
The season schedule for South Carolina is quite interesting.
Okay.
What's their over-under? Let's see.
Looking at their schedule, I don't have high hopes for them.
I don't either.
They've started off with Old Dominion. It's going to be a win for them. To Kentucky will be a loss.
Yep.
At home versus LSU, another loss. And then Akron will be a win. So they start off 2-2.
Yeah.
As they head into their bye week, where they'll lose three straight, losing to Ole Miss.
L.
At Alabama.
L.
At Oklahoma.
L.
Then they get another break. Then their homecoming's at home versus A&M.
L.
They're going to lose to A&M. Go to Vanderbilt. They'll win that one.
Mm-hmm.
At home versus Missouri, they'll lose that one.
L.
Beat Wofford.
Dub.
And then lose to Clemson.
Mm.
Oof. That is the most questionable game on their schedule.
Clemson?
Yeah. That is,
I would have said A&M, but
Clemson.
A&M's at home, so.
Yeah, so you got them going 4-8.
They're going 4-8, only beating Vanderbilt in the SEC play.
I would agree. I don't think you have any.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I think I might go 5-7. Might steal that A&M game. You're maybe even that Missouri game.
Nah, they ain't beating Missouri.
I think former Auburn quarterback's their quarterback this year.
For who?
South Carolina. Ashford, I believe, is his last name.
Then I'm not worried. We move on to the other side of the spectrum.
Georgia.
We're going to talk about Georgia
football.
This
is a tough schedule, man.
Georgia.
They start off with the Aflac kickoff game in Atlanta, Georgia, so it's already a home game. As they play Clemson, that's going to be a win. Then they go back home, play Tennessee Tech.
Win.
Tennessee Tech, that'll be a win. At Kentucky, that's a win. So they start off 3-0 as they head their first bye week. At Alabama.
Win.
Win by 24.
That's still not covered.
Then they're going to beat Auburn.
Yep.
Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to Texas.
Win.
Loss.
Win.
Ooh.
Texas is going to be a loss. I agree with Brett here.
Whoa.
I think it's at home for Texas. Their crowd is going to be insane. This is the toughest game on Georgia's schedule.
And we have not covered Texas yet.
We have not. I have seen their schedule, though. They're going to lose that one. First loss.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have another bye. Then they have the big game versus Florida and Jacksonville.
Win.
They're going to win that one with ease. They're going to be mad about losing to Texas. They're going to take it out on them.
Mm-hmm.
Two Ole Miss.
Win.
Another win.
Mm-hmm.
At home versus Tennessee.
Win.
It's an unfortunate win. Then they have UMass and Georgia Tech to finish out the season. In my eyes, Georgia goes 11-1, only losing to Texas.
I agree.
Wow.
I got 12-0.
Same with you, Jake. They might be back for a vengeance.
Like, you realize they haven't lost a regular season game, with the exception of the COVID year, since 2019.
It's a first for everything.
Like, that's how long it has been since Georgia has lost a regular season game.
I wouldn't be surprised to see them lose to Bama.
I wouldn't be surprised. But I just think that they are that good. They're still Georgia. They're still Georgia. And quite frankly, they're probably going to get the number one overall seed in the playoffs. Can we all agree on that?
Well, I haven't seen Texas' schedule, but if we have Texas beating Georgia, then you got to think Texas has got to be close to going undefeated, if not
undefeated. We can go over Texas right now. Why not?
Let's do it. Give me Texas.
First game, orange and white game. It's going to be a win.
They did not steal that from us, too. They
Wouldn't
already
it be
stole
like
our
burnt
orange.
And
Colorado State at home.
Hold on, Marcus. Hold on. We weren't prepared.
God, they got... All right, I'm good.
Colorado State at home. Win.
Yes.
To Michigan. That's going to be the interesting one. It's early in the season. Typically games like this that could mean something. Especially when you have a new coaching staff at Michigan, or for the most part a new coaching staff.
Team, yeah.
There's going to be some changes there, but in my mind, go Wolverines. I think Michigan pulls up that upset early on Texas.
See, I think going to Bama last year helps Texas in this situation. They went on the road, tough place, night game. Bama never loses at home. I got Texas.
Give me Michigan.
There'll Texas be UTSA.
Yeah.
ULM,
win.
Mississippi State,
win.
And they hit their first break. Then they're going to play in the Red River Rivalry.
Red River Shootout.
Shootout.
Where they will defeat Oklahoma.
Yes.
At home versus Georgia.
Loss.
They're going to win that one.
Win, yep.
Then they're going to go to Vanderbilt.
Win.
Win that one. Then get another break. Before they beat Florida, at Arkansas, at home versus Kentucky.
Yeah, they're one of those last four.
And the big rivalry game I can't wait to watch at Texas A&M, where they're going to win that one. I have them going 11-1 with only one loss.
I got them going 10-2.
Michigan.
I got them 12-0.
Wow. I'm a 10-2 as well.
I hate Texas.
The three big boys in the SEC up to this point in my mind are LSU, Texas, and Georgia. All for me going 11-1.
Do you think Tennessee is on the fringe of that?
Well, we'll get to Tennessee tomorrow.
I've already done Tennessee.
Not officially.
Okay.
I have to make it official. What other teams am I missing? I feel like I'm missing somebody else.
Because I feel
FanDuel has Texas as a 2.5-point favorite at Michigan right now.
2.5 points. That's pretty minimal. That's
over under 49.
Someone could get a field goal and win that game, Jack. Ooh. 2.5 points.
Hey.
So,
who am I missing?
Yeah, A&M and
A&M.
We've already done Oklahoma, correct?
I don't know. Did we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did Oklahoma.
So you got A&M and Vanderbilt left.
We haven't done it. We didn't do ours. Tennessee,
A&M, and Vanderbilt. Yes, I got three teams left. We'll do all three of those tomorrow.
No, we'll do two of them tomorrow, and then we'll do Tennessee on Wednesday.
But that's Vandy's going to take 2 seconds.
Yeah. Good point. Marks, we'll do Tennessee tomorrow. We can run long on the segment tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, we did all three today, and that was a few minutes. So, yeah, it'll be easy.
That is Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. Presented by White Claw Hard Seltzer. Pick up some White Claw Hard Seltzer today at your local retailer. Must be 21 and older. Please drink responsibly. Stay with us. Final segment of the program coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
Is here. It's time for the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker, presented by SM Athletics.
Final segment of the program. It is time for the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker presented by SM Athletics. Kick it off with Brett Bad Beat. Brett.
All right. Tough day for any betting, really, unless you're baseball, hockey.
That's pretty much it right now.
Yeah, there is a soccer game that I'll touch on, I guess. English Premier League, yeah, Chelsea-Everton. I'm going to go Chelsea in that one. Baseball, I always got to take the Braves anytime they're playing. They're at Houston. Also, I'll take the Dodgers tonight, home versus Washington. Hockey, I'll go Pittsburgh over Nashville and Detroit over Montreal.
Marcus.
I've got nothing today.
Jack.
I think in honor of Marcus, I'm going to go all hockey bets. I have no experience in this field, but let's do it. I got Predators over the Penguins. We've got the Lightning over the Sabres. Give me the Devils over the Islanders. Give me the Bruins over the Capitals. And give me the Minnesota Wild over the LA Kings, because that's a cool name.
I have no idea what you just said.
Like a lot of that is not going to happen. I have to break that too.
Marcus knows his hockey bets.
Yeah. The Devils...
Are you betting, Marcus?
The Devils are without their best player.
Yeah, are you betting or not?
Marcus? Don't hate.
Anyway, my five legs. I think I'm just going to do singles on these. Losing a lot of money on this Dodgers one, though. But we're going to take the Philadelphia Phillies -1.5 against the Rockies. We're going to take the Tampa Bay Rays over the Los Angeles Angels. The St. Louis Cardinals, we're going to take them on the money line against the Oakland A's. The Mariners money line against the Reds. I hate the Reds. Cannot stand them. And we're going to take the Dodgers over the Nationals. That is the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker presented by SM Athletics. Any customization you need done for your business, for your team, we can make it all happen here at SM Athletics, whether that be screen print, sublimation, heat transfers, embroidery, any type of promotional product as well that you might need, whether it's water bottles, pens, notebooks. What's something crazy that you can think of, Brett? We can put your logo on a bottle of hot sauce, actually. I found that the other day. I was like, oh, we can put logos on hot sauce?
Really?
Yeah, let's do it.
Wow.
Fan Run Hot Sauce, coming to a store near you. Check it out. SMathletics.com. Give us a call today at 865-966-3434. All right. As we round out the show, we've hit on a lot today. We've hit on baseball. We've hit on basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We've hit on football.
Yeah.
A little bit of wrestling. Very minimal hockey. But there is one thing that we have not touched on.
What's that?
You think of sports, you think of endurance, right?
Yes.
Think of stamina. Think of will. Think of determination.
Yeah.
Well, a Guinness World Record has been set this weekend as an Idaho man balanced a running lawnmower on his chin for 9 minutes and 17 seconds to break a Guinness World Record. I did not even know that was such a thing.
A lawnmower?
A running lawnmower.
Is there a picture of it?
Yes, I'm looking at it. He's like got the thing, like, obviously it's a push mower.
Right. Yeah.
And you know how you have the lever that you have to hold down in order to keep the thing running?
Yes.
Otherwise it just shuts off.
Right.
He's got that taped down with duct tape, just balancing it on his chin.
Did somebody like set it on? I guess somebody had to have set that thing on him. Does he have anything on his chin? Or is it just skin?
It's just skin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Which way is the lawnmower facing?
The blade is up. So it's like if that thing falls, you're...
So it's like upside down?
Like if you're...
No, so the blade isn't like on his... Like
right.
Spinning over his face.
No,
surely.
Right.
Okay.
No. If his name were Joe, he'd be a sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
David Rush, who is on a quest to hold the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles, previously attempted the record about 4 years ago, but his time of 3 minutes and 52 seconds was disqualified because the lawnmower did not have a bag on it.
Man, the things people do.
The record was increased since that time
mm-hmm.
to 7 minutes and 2 seconds by a fellow serial record holder, Ashrita Furman.
Makes people think of this stuff.
His goal was 10 minutes. He fell short of that. But it brought his total to 165 total titles, bringing him closer to overtaking Silvio Saba, who currently holds 180 titles. How bored do you have to be to try to do stuff like that? How much of a life can you not have in order to do something like
don't
that?
Don't you have to have somebody there that works for Guinness?
Yeah, someone has to certify it.
Does he have to do it on one try, or is he can do it as many times as he want until he gets it?
I reckon you can do it as many times as you want, as long as you break the record. I would not do multiple, like, food challenges all at once.
No, not at all.
Because that's kind of a one-and-done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I want everyone to do, listeners, you are included, find a ridiculous Guinness World Record, and everybody in here is going to attempt it.
Have you found one you liked that you think you could remotely do?
I attempted one, and the carbonation was so bad that I couldn't even finish the drink. Just chug an entire 2 liter of Coke in 17 seconds.
Oh, I think I remember. You tried that at the station, right?
Dude, that hurts so bad.
Were you the only one that tried that?
Oh, yeah. All that sugar. That nasty sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gross, dude.
Did you have to do it in an amount of time?
I tried to get it in 17 seconds.
I 17 seconds. Oh, a whole 2 liter?
Yeah.
Of what?
Coke.
Coke. Gosh.
So I got about 3/4 of the way through before the 17-second mark hit.
That's crazy.
Jack, you ever attempted a world record?
No, not that I can think of. I mean, I'll do a basketball trick shot every now and then, but not any world records.
Hey, Brett, look up something for me real quick.
What's that?
Look up the most applesauce eaten in 30 seconds.
Most applesauce?
Yes. Marcus, you're
going to... You think
you
could do that?
You're going to attempt a world record.
I've got most applesauce eaten in 1 minute.
Pretty good with that one.
Most applesauce eaten in 1 minute is 1,163 grams.
What does that equivalent to in ounces?
Man, really making me do some research here. 1,000 grams in ounces. I'll just see. Hold on. There we go. Let's see. 35 ounces.
Do you think you could do 1 liter?
It's stood since 2016, this record, by Andre Orthoff from Germany.
Do you think you could put on 28 socks on 1 foot in 30 seconds?
That's no.
That's the record. That's
a cup of applesauce like record seconds, is 7.5 seconds to eat.
7.5 seconds.
To eat a cup of applesauce.
I mean, I've eaten an entire crystal in 4.8 seconds.
That could be a record.
It can't beat Joey Chestnut's record, though. You know what his record is for the most crystals eaten in, like, 5 minutes is?
Yeah, we looked that one up.
It's 108. I don't know. The eating challenges seem like they'd be too much for us.
Absolutely.
So what kind of record should we break?
Does it have to be individual, or could you be part of, like, a
I feel like it's
a group
be a sports,
of something?
Sports-related record.
It doesn't necessarily have to be. I mean, we talk a lot of food on this show as well.
That's fair.
Let's check the record showcase here. I'm just going to pick one at random, Jack, and you are going to make it happen.
Could we? What's the longest like consecutive like hours somebody's done like a sports radio show? Could we do that one as a group of four?
Oh, gosh.
Just keep talking and talking until we get a record?
Be like, hey, Ryan, tell the drive they're not doing a show on Friday.
Well, they can be part of it, right? We could just do it as a collective. I mean, we already do, what, 8 hours of shows, I guess, a day. Could we just keep it continuously running between all four shows, and then throw, hey, you guys want to do a 12 to 3 for a minute? Just have a person from each show do a 12 to 3?
Nah. I think Tony tried to do a 24-hour broadcast one time.
A what?
A 24-hour broadcast. Like, just go repetitively for 24 hours.
Jeez.
No, we're doing some sort of food-related challenge. Jack, your job for the day is to find food-related challenges. Find four of them. Okay?
Okay.
And we're gonna attempt these records live on air.
What?
Oh boy. Jeez.
I've eaten an entire large pizza in 7.5 minutes. I've eaten a crystal in 4.82 seconds. Marcus, what's the fastest you've ever eaten anything?
I don't time myself when I eat. I just eat because I have to. Sometimes I don't even do that. Sometimes I don't eat.
Why wouldn't you eat?
Because I forget, because I get busy with other things, because I'm broke. There's a multitude of reasons I could not eat.
Ramen noodles are cheap, bro.
I mean, sure, but I don't have that even right now. If we're going to get real about it right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't time myself on it. I don't think anyone does.
All right. Well, anyway, the NBA play-in games start tomorrow. West Coast starts tomorrow.
Western Conference, yeah.
How do we feel about the four teams that are in the play-in?
Well, you got two biggest names in the sport playing tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Curry and LeBron.
Kings Warriors will be absolute cinema, rematch of last year's.
Definitely
series.
Better than the Eastern Conference.
For sure. And yeah, Lakers Pelicans. It's weird because you obviously want to win that game, but if you do win, you have to play the Nuggets in the first round. And the Lakers last year got swept by them. Pelicans, Zion's never made the playoffs, so he's looking to do that.
You talking about somebody can eat.
That's true. He's probably broken a few records.
Yeah, I mean, the debate is right now, is if the Lakers win, do they just want to go ahead and play the Nuggets now? Because you may have to eventually play them, but at least maybe just playing one game, and then you get a few days' rest, and then you open your series as healthy as you could be going into that series versus the Nuggets. So rather than having a whole nother game and then getting – but then you'd get the Thunder if you do win that right. Second play-in game. So I can see it both ways. It's a tough call, but you're not also guaranteed to win either one of the games too. I mean, there's four quality teams right there that are all trying to get to the same thing. I mean, so I don't know. It's a tough call for sure. So,
and the way this works is you have seventh place playing eighth place, and you have ninth place playing 10th place.
Mm-hmm.
The winner of the 7-8 game becomes the 7 seed.
Right, and get the Nuggets.
And the loser of that will play the winner of the 8-10 game. You lose the, or excuse me, the 9-10 game.
Right.
You lose the 9-10 game, you're done. You win, you play the loser of the 7-8 game for the 8th seed in the NBA playoffs. My Miami Heat are in a similar situation to what they were last year, in which they made it to the finals.
Yeah, y'all lost the first play-in game last year, I believe.
Yeah, we
right?
lost. Yeah. I had to play our way into the 8th slot. They're in a similar situation this year, taking on the 76ers on Wednesday.
And they're the hottest team in the league right now.
They're a 4.5-point
favorite.
I don't
think they've lost since Embiid's been back.
I mean, he's averaging 35 a game, dude.
Yeah, they've won 8 in a row right now.
If anybody's in a good spot, it's them, as far as the East goes.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to like either the Heat or the 76ers winning that game and then beating the Knicks. I mean, Jalen Brunson, he's really good, but that's about it.
I mean, just the discrepancy in the wins from 8th to 9th is kind of ridiculous.
Are you talking about in the East?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Because the Heat right now sit at 46-36. The 76ers are 47-35. The loser of that one will play the winner of the Hawks and the Bulls.
And the Bulls almost made it last year. I think they got close to beating the Heat to get to the actual playoffs, right?
It was a fun fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah, Jimmy Buckets. This is Jimmy's time.
This is Jimmy's time, baby. This is Jimmy's time. The Hawks are 36-46. The Bulls 39-43. It is.
Yeah, the Hawks are losing. They've lost 6 in a row. To make it into the. I wouldn't even say make it in. They just backed in.
Trae Young.
Just, the rest of the East is just so garbage.
Trae Young is too good of a shooter.
He's just gotten back, I think. He's been hurt, but.
True, but I mean, you got to think.
They have a nice lineup.
They have a good lineup, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Murray and, Jalen Johnson and Trae Young, but yeah. I think Bogdanovich, I think, is over there. Yeah. It'll be interesting.
That it will be. That's going to do it for us. Appreciate everybody coming in, making this show what it is. The Herd with Colin Cowherd. It's coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.